Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net.
You know, I've always called him Awesome Rossum. I mean, you know, so he's a spark plug. He's a guy that can come in and change the game around at any time.
He was awesome at Skyline High School in the Metroplex. He was awesome throughout his career in the NFL. 33 years old now. He is the second leading punt returner in NFL history with 14,987 yards, and also the second leading kick returner in NFL history, 11,931 yards. And Michael Crabtree signing with the San Francisco 49ers benefits the Cowboys as it sends Allen Rossum this way. He has signed with the Cowboys and joins us now on the Michael Irvin Show.
Allen, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, you got it. How you guys doing today? Thanks for having me.
Man, thank you for coming on. We need to introduce, I don't think we need to introduce you to your home peeps, but as a cowboy, we need to introduce you to your home peeps. Allen, I know you're from, well, we all know you're from the area. What is it like to suit it up and line it up with your hometown team?
You know what, man, it's been such an enjoyment thus far, man, and just to hear the excitement from my family and friends, from the emails and the phone calls and the texts yesterday. Just brings a big excitement to everything. I think it'll finally hit me once I step into the stadium on next Sunday against another one of my old teams, Atlanta Falcons. I think it'll really just encompass everything that I've worked for my entire career, was to have the opportunity to come back home and play.
Allen, I know you had other teams trying to talk to you, and I know why. Mm-hmm. I would imagine Dallas being your home team is one reason you lined it up. But when you looked at the football team and you had to think about, okay, where do I have an opportunity to go and win a championship? What were your thoughts when you thought that about the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, the first thing, I want to get back to, you know, toward the East Coast. That West Coast life is different. Second thing is I want to look at how well the team, as far as the organization is concerned, how the team was doing, how close they were to getting to the playoffs and have the opportunity to win a championship. And I think Dallas suited all of those things. And also, I'm familiar with all the coaches, and special teams coach to the head coach. I've played under the two guys. So all those things went into account. And then the final thing, man, was just having the opportunity to come back home. There were some other teams who were interested, and I actually held them off until Dallas made the final offer to bring me in. So it all worked out for the best, and I'm just glad to be here.
Talking with Allen Rossum, the newest Dallas Cowboy, a record breaker in the National Football League. He's one of the great kick and punt returners of all time. Comes from the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Allen, there's two things going on here. Now, coming to Dallas, which is exciting, but you also had to leave San Francisco, and they were on a pretty good roll there. Take us through that process and what it was like when they told you that they were going to have to let you go.
Well, the last 3 weeks were a little different because the week before they set me down, I had an 80-yard touchdown. Then the following week, I had a 30-yard return and a 40-yard return. Then I was inactive. So that was a little different. It was really the first time in my career I had really been inactive. And then the guys who they had replacing me didn't do so well. So and the reasons that they gave me just didn't add up. So I just figured it had nothing to do with me. And I just really just took a stand back, man, just let God do his work. It was a humbling experience for me because, like I said, it was something new for me. But, you know, once one door is closed, man, Lord always opens up another one. So I just sit back and relax, just enjoy the ride, and here I am playing with a star on my helmet now. So I guess everything works out for the best.
Yeah, usually it does, Allen, and I can hear that spirit in your voice. Allen, what has the coach, Coach Phillips, said to you about your role with the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, right now, I think they just need some help on returns. I know they have some starters playing those positions. I know that's tough on those guys. I've been a starter in return both punts and kicks. It wears on your body, especially throughout the year with all the extra hitting. So I just want an opportunity, man, to try to help this team, you know, win. If I can provide a spark for the offense, give a short field for the offense, then that's going to be great. And I've seen the intensity on the return teams. I know that the guys are going to give me a place to run, so that's all I've ever asked for, man. Just give me a hole so I can hit it as fast as I can, and everything else just take care of itself. I'm not trying to come in and just do something that is like out of my reach. I'm just gonna play within the scheme. I know the scheme, and I think everything else will work out just fine, man. I always practice hard to make the games real easy, so that's the same approach I'm gonna have now.
Alan Rossum on the Michael Irvin Show. Alan, you're a defensive back by trade. How much of that is left in you? Could you play defensive back?
Well, yes, I could play defensive back if they so needed it. I had a pretty good preseason this year at defensive back. And not too many people are going to run away from me, so I think I'm pretty confident in especially my defensive back skills. But, whatever the team needs, man. I played receiver. I played middle linebacker in the dime. It just really doesn't matter to me. I just like to be on the field. Let me be honest with you.
Have they talked to you about that, Alan?
Well, I'm in the defensive meeting rooms, and I'm learning the defense, but we haven't had extensive talk about it. I think they're pretty set in that. But right now, I think just the main focus right now is returning, whether it's returning both punts and kicks, whether it's just returning one, whatever it is, man. I just want to get on the field. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, man. I tried deep snapping one time. I can deep snap the ball to the punter or for a field goal, but I'm just not a good blocker, so it may not be important. But
how much do you weigh?
Alan, you're a trip, man. Get out of here with that.
How much do you weigh, Alan?
I'm 185 on game day, about 190.
Come on, I tried.
Hey, man, I didn't say I could do it. I didn't say I'd be great at it. I can sing, too. I'm not the best singer, though. Yeah, I won't be Luther or Usher coming out of me, but I can hold a little note. Back in high school.
This is the Alan I know, everybody. That other Alan was down there. He was prim and proper. You were doing a great job, weren't you? You just couldn't stay in character, could you? You had to lose it. Alan, you also threw something out. Talk about, I don't think anybody's going to run away from me. Now, I'll let everybody know, Alan, you're one of the fastest guys in the league. You remember that year we were out at Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
Oh man! You're running by everybody. They did the fastest man competition in Alabama.
Yeah. That was fun. And I always credit you for getting me hyped. One, all the Eagles were betting against me with Lito Shepard. But then, yep. I know I had a couple people in my corner. The word on the street, it was you, and of course the Falcons. That's the team I was playing with. So it got me a little hyped because they said that I barely won the first heat, which I was just jogging in. But it got me a little hype, man. So, the real me came out, and I would say I walked away with the competition.
You walked away with it, and Alan, we were there to play a flag football team. They were doing a challenge. Man, Alan walked away. What do you think about that? What do you think about them? Who they messing with? I said, okay,
yeah.
Alan, okay,
yeah,
calm
down. I think I've seen everybody but like 6 yards in the 40-yard dash. So, it kind of got me hype. You know, they pay you just to show up for those things. I was kind of just showing up. Give my wife a little extra spending money.
Yeah.
The real
once you got there, that hype got going.
Yeah. Yeah, the pot got going. I guess you can say that. I wasn't in on the pot. I just had bragging rights.
Well, and you won it all, Alan, and certainly you will be able to help those Cowboys win some games with those great returns, man. Alan, you know we're going to be checking in with you, so you will be a friend of this show. We appreciate you, buddy.
Well, that's all I want to do, man. I just want to help this team win games. I know it had been close in the at the end of games. I know they lost to the Giants field goal, went to overtime with Kansas City last week. So hopefully we can get some big returns and spark the offense, get them guys the short field. Anytime you give an offense a short field, man, they necessarily are going to put some points on the board, especially with this explosive offense that we have here. We have a lot of good skill position players, so just want to get those guys in as many opportunities as we can to get the ball in great field position.
It's good to have you back in Dallas, Alan. Welcome.
I'm glad to be back, man. It's exciting, man. I was born and raised here with Skyline High School on the east side, man. So I guess it's good and bad. One, good, I'm going to be able to play in front of my family, but bad because my phone has not stopped ringing. But
Well, it's not going to stop ringing either. This is Dallas. Alan Rossum on the Michael Irvin Show. Thanks, Alan. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, Alan Rossum, this is the Michael Irvin Show.